I'm just going to take some black here and start working around.
For Jacob Lawrence, a painting begins in the attic. The attic of his house in Seattle, where he muses with paper and paint.
I enjoy this, just seeing the paint go on the paper. Things begin to happen. Now, as I'm working on this, of course, I'm looking around the studio, looking at some of the things on the floor, and picking up visual ideas, not necessarily figurative ideas, but just visual, but looking from one thing to the other and say, well, these might not be paintings themselves, but they might lead to works. That's the way I look at them. They lead to more permanent works.
Over the years, the play of paint on paper has led to a lot of permanent works.
We were glad to have it open here, right here in Seattle, where he
did.
Jacob Lawrence had his first one-man show at the YMCA in Harlem almost 50 years ago. Since then, he has created hundreds of paintings, and he has won many awards and many honors. A major retrospective of his work opened in the Seattle Art Museum. Since then, it's been touring the country. Now it's at the Dallas Museum of Art. It goes to the Brooklyn Museum in October.
I think Jacob Lawrence is one of the most important painters living today. He is a unique voice that I would compare to someone like George O'Keefe, and has that importance.
Bruce Gunther organized the exhibition when he was curator of contemporary art at the Seattle Museum.
His work is a clear bell in a world that's clouded with a lot of fashionable, trendy things. Its uniqueness is its combination of a human story with a rigorous sense of design and color. So he combines the intuitive with the formal intellectualization of art. And that's what the 20th century art is about, is that dance between the heart and the mind.
My content, especially my very early content, has always been ethnic and regional. I use the regional and the ethnic because this is what I know. This is my experience. My first experience living in the Harlem community, observing people at work, people at play, recreation, people walking the streets. So therefore, I use the ethnic or the black imagery to do this. But I would hope that this could apply, that this content, if I'm proved to be a good artist, that it would become broader than the regional or the ethnic.
This is really, there's so much to study on these paintings. I can see that.
He celebrates the individual, whether black or white, yellow or brown, and that makes Lawrence a painter for all of us. He has never abandoned the narrative form, the storytelling form. It's a very important part of his aesthetic. He's a consummate modernist. He's an abstractionist, and yet always within his work there is this story, this reaching out to a human endeavor, to a human emotion, to a situation we're all familiar with. And I think that that reaches across class and race lines to make him really a unique American voice today.
Jacob Lawrence decided to become a painter when he was a teenager, growing up in Harlem during the Depression. He received his first training at the WPA workshops in Harlem. In 1941, a series of his paintings called Migration of the Negro was shown in New York and received national attention. Jacob Lawrence's paintings tell stories. The story of Harriet Tubman. The story of the black revolutionary Toussaint Louverture. The story of Hiroshima.
What I do every day is pertaining to painting, is focused within my work. Even when I go out socially, I'm thinking about my studio, I'm thinking about what I might do tomorrow, or I'm thinking about something I've been working on, and you know, I can see it. So I don't think my host or hostess, if we're being entertained, would realize this, but I'm constantly thinking of that, you know, constantly thinking of these things.
Jacob Lawrence will be 70 years old in a couple of months. He still has a lot of things he wants to do.
I don't have a list like that and say, well, I want to do this. But I think like any of us in the arts, we there are always things that we're looking for, and we don't always know what it is. You know, you don't always, somebody says, well, what are you looking for? I don't know. I know I'm looking for a dimension. And the only way I'll find that, if I ever do, is to continue working. That's the beauty of being involved in the creative process. At this stage, I might put this aside. I might pick up something else. I might just put it down and look at it a while. That's it. I think I've done enough on that.